Right, we're going to talk about child benefit now. Welfare reform has been one of the biggest issues in the general election campaign so far, and it's a safe bet that it will stay near the top of the political agenda in the months ahead. There's been speculation that child benefit could be in the firing line, for example, with welfare payments limited by family size. But should child benefit be untouchable? Joined by the commentator Geoffrey Peel and by trade unionist Carmel Gates. So, Carmel, would you sort of ring fence child benefit? Should it be untouchable?
Absolutely. It's a universal benefit, and it should be paid to the child. It's for the child, and there's enough child poverty in Britain as it stands, and absolutely child benefit should be untouchable. All the universal benefits should be untouchable, and if this Tory government gets back in, then everything, every aspect of the welfare state is potentially in danger and up for grabs. And it's not just the Tories. I think that Labour are in danger from the cuts that they might introduce. And I would like to say to our local politicians that the welfare bill that is due to go through at Stormont, when they all agree, is just the start and the slippery slope. And if they agree to that, it is the beginning of the end of the welfare state.
Geoffrey Peel.
It's a very silly benefit if you think about it, because it goes to people, even people who really don't need child benefit. You know, the coalition government took some steps to, eliminating the benefit to people who earned over £50,000 a year, and I think that was perfectly sensible. You know, the richer people in our society don't think, oh, we're going to get child benefit, therefore we'll have more kids. Relatively speaking, quite a trivial amount of money if you're very well off. Admittedly, for those who are less well off, it obviously is a cherished benefit. And I'm not proposing that it be taken away for people who are in need, but for those people who can afford to have children and rear them, I really don't think they should be necessarily getting child benefit. It's a kind of poll benefit, which is regressive. You know, that money could be used for better things. And if you genuinely care for people in need, you should be targeting benefits to those people rather than giving it to the relatively well off.
Carmel?
But the difficulty with that is you introduce a level of means testing into the system, which brings in a level of additional cost because of administrative cost. So anything that you would save...
Quite the opposite.
No. Anything you would save would actually be lost in the administrative payment. But essentially...
Well, that is the case, Carmel, because what we're doing at the minute is...
Hold on, let Carmel finish, then I'll bring you back, Geoffrey.
I think essentially we need to protect the idea of universality, because if everybody who buys into the system and pays into the system is protected if all of those individuals get something back out. So the idea that if we take it off certain people and that it would be targeted to others, it's just a nonsense, because that is not what has happened in the past. The better off, or the less well off, have not been any better off because of the cuts that have already been made to some of the benefits. So in actual fact, all that money that is taken from some is not given back to others. Child poverty is increasing. We now have...
But you would continue to give somebody a benefit who doesn't need it.
But we need to consider the idea of what the welfare state is about. And at its very core is everybody pays in and everybody gets something out. And if we lose that as an idea of what the welfare state is all about, then it's the beginning of the end of the welfare state. Because where do you stop? If you say, let's measure whether people need child benefit, do you do that about pensions? Do you do that about bus passes? Do you do that about the health service? Do you stop somebody at the door and say, how much do you earn? Or how much do you pay in? The idea of the welfare state, which is absolutely essential to all of us, and we all pay in, everybody pays in, everybody gets something out.
Okay, Geoffrey Peel.
Well, it's very easy for Carmel, who is a full-time union official paid for by the public purse, to come out with all of this nonsense. Last time I met you, Carmel, you indicated that you were, that in fact you didn't actually do any proper work. You just did trade union work paid for by your department. Is that not the case?
No, Geoffrey, I have a job.
That's not the main point I was hoping to make. The fact is that you're arguing against yourself here. What we're doing is we're collecting taxes, which costs, in order to redistribute those taxes back to people in the form of benefits, in this case, child benefit. Now, the fact is we're giving those child benefits to people who are earning maybe £40,000-£45,000 a year, right up to £50,000 a year. And it seems to me that if you genuinely want to target people who are in need, those people who can well afford to have children, who can sustain those children and feed those children and care for those children out of their own income, should not receive that benefit. And if you genuinely want to target need, we need to redistribute that money to people who need, not to people who are wealthy.
What was that, Carmel? Sorry?
I'm asking Geoffrey then if he thinks a child benefit should be increased, because that's what I believe. I absolutely believe a child benefit.
But do you think every benefit should be increased, Carmel? And that there's an unlimited, bottomless pit of money?
Okay, so where is the money?
Can you tell me which benefit you believe is regressive? Can you tell me which benefit we should consider cutting? Because you will never argue that case. All you think we should be doing is spending more and more money, borrowing more and more money, and that there is an unlimited supply of money for Northern Ireland, which there clearly isn't.
Carmel, let you answer that, and then that'll have to do us, because we're up against the clock.
Okay, no, Geoffrey needs to listen to his own arguments. If he's saying that we take it off of people who don't need it so that it can be used for the people who can, then obviously he would have to advocate that we increase it for the people who need it. And I would advocate, because none of the benefits are high enough, but if Geoffrey's saying we take it off people who are paid too much, what's he going to do with it if he's not going to increase it for those at the lowest level? We need to increase wages. We need to ensure that working families, who 50% of all children who are in poverty or in working families. We are heading towards the highest child poverty levels
that
we've ever had since records began.
Okay, Carmel, we'll have to leave it there because we're up against the clock. Thanks to Geoffrey Pila and to Carmel.